the teretz has to be mikro kama. Let's go back to the original pasuk, to the original smichus, like Rashi says, the klayim betitzis. We go back to the first pasuk again. It says lo silba shatneis gedilim taslecho. Lo silba shatneis semer pishtim yachdov. Then it says gedilim taslecho. Make titzis right after the lav of shatneis, which is mashm. Even though there's a lav, there's a degad of shatneis, you're allowed to go make titzis. Now, what was the question? So, Josh, you the karma, you asked the question before, L'rabonin, D'le'aisilu tzemro pishtim, minolu d'klayim b'titzashori. If you want to say, we're going now, the Rabbonin holds like Rabbi Yudishita, that really you don't make, you don't dash in this inyan of smuchim. Only if one word is extra. One has to be extra. So the question was, according to the Rabbonin, nothing is extra. They need the word tzemro pishtim to teach us what does klayim apply to. They don't dashen that the word beged always means semra pishtim. So according to the Rabbanan, no words are extra here. So the question was, if nothing is extra, you don't make smuchim. Sumar says, no, I'll tell you something is extra according to them also. In Kaim leimakro tzitzis taslecho. The Pasuk should have said, tzitzis taslecho. After leisul b'shatneis, and Pasuk Yudbeis, it should have, instead of saying gedilim taslech, which also means tzitzis, it should have said clearly, tzitzis taslech. Lomali, gedilim lomali, how come the Torah said this extra word of gedilim? Is shemamin alafnuye. Since the Torah changed around this lush and used the word gedilim, we see something is extra here. It's lafnuye. So therefore, even according to the Rabbanin, something is extra here to teach us you should make the drush of smuchim. That means it says a lav of shatnis, and right next to the mitzvah of tzitzis, meaning the mitzvah of tzitzis applies even by shatnis. So the Torah says, no, Ha'ilish Yiru the Yasa. The reason why the Torah says the word Gedilim, we learn a lot of things out of the word Gedilim. Gedilim really means, the Gedil is the part of that tzitzis that's twirled around. That's what a Gedil means. A Gedil usually means you have strings twirled around. Like the first part of the tzitzis is called the Gedil. The end part of the tzitzis is called the psil, it's called the strings. But the first part is called the Gedil, which wrapped around, was twirled around. So that's the type of the word gedilim. You have to have strings that are twirled around. So we dashen like this. Lishiru diyasa. Gedil. If the Torah would have just said the word gedil, I know shenayim. I know you have to have two strings. Because it has to be one string and then another string going around it. So to make a gedil, you would have to have at least two strings. The Torah would have said the word gedil, I wouldn't know you need two strings. Now that the Torah says the word gedilim, means twice two, arbo. It means to say you have to have four strings. So from the word gedilim, I know it means four strings. So it means like this. I say gedil, out of these four strings, make it that part of it is a gedil toward the realm. And also let there be a psil at the end of it. That's the way the mirror learns pshat. Like I would sit this. Gedilim means make a deal at the bottom, and then on top, posleyam itoichim means let the eight strings at the end come out. That's called psil. Psil means the strings, and gedil means the part that's twirled around. So we learn now from the word gedilim that you have to have four strings. So Mela, it's good why the Torah didn't say the word sittis. If it wouldn't have said the word gedilim, I would not know how many strings you have to have. So Mela, we need the word gedilim. The word gedilim is not extra. Yeah, so again, still by Akasha now, there's still nothing extra here. You wanted to say the word gedilim is extra. The Torah should have said the word tzitzis. No, from the word gedilim, we learn out tremendous chedushim. From the word gedilim, we learn out how many strings you have to have. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, gedil means shenayim. Iev shalasa is gedil. He can't make a gedil again. A gedil means you're twirling around one. So you have to twirl one around something. There has to be at least one string there. And with the second string, you're twirling it around. So, E.F. Shalasa's Gedil, Betochos Mishnechut. And you have to have at least two strings. Now, the Torah doesn't say the word Gedil, it says the word Gedilim, or Lashon plural. Is Gedilim, it's Arba Chutin. You have to have four strings. Temiyat Gedilim, Shnayim. You have to have at least two times two, which is four. Now, Oksiv, the Pasuk says, Venosnu Atzitis Aknaf Psil. Is Omra Torah Asay Mehach Arbo Chutin. From these four strings, make Gedilechot, make like the beginning, like our the beginning of the tzitzis, we have like a twirl together, it's like one piece. Devilu Ches Chutin, really it's eight strings, Kishatoichvim Beknafa Begit. The Torah says these four strings have to go inside the corner of the beged, like we do it, through the hole, and then it comes out. So now l'maisa, you have on each side four strings, so it's like eight strings, and the top part of it has to have a gedil, means twirl together like we do with ksharim, it's knotted together, it's swirled together. That's called the gedil. And then it says, u'paslehu mitoichu midashin, she'etluyin psilin, after you have the twirl part of the tzitzis, the next two-thirds of it should be the strings, should be hanging separately. Shalayasa kula gedil. You're not supposed to make the whole tzitzis twirl together around. El ktsas gedil, uktsas onif. That's the din midiraisa. The raisa, you have to have a little bit gedil, and a little bit onif means string. That we do, one-third of it is supposed to be gedil, and two-thirds of it is supposed to be the psil, the strings, that's the rabbanon, that's al hidda mitzvah. But midiraisa says, long as you make a gedil and a psil, it's okay. So the kitzah, the word gedilim, we learn a lot of things from it. So it's no question, like you can't say it's extra. It's not extra. The Torah would have said the word tzitzis, we would not know all these halachas. So again, the Gemara goes on further. Im came leimakruo leisilbay shatnes temra pishtim. Still something is extra. The pasuk just should have said like this. Loisilbash shatne semra pishtim. That's all. Don't wear shatnes made from semra pishtim. According to the Rabbanan Shita, they do not know what the word beged means. So it's good that Torah has to explain what shatnes woolen linen. But yachtav lomeli. The last word of the pasuk is together yachtav. What do we need it for? Pshita. You can't wear woolen linen. So what does the pasuk have to say yachtav? Is shemamina lafnuya. The word yachtav, you can't wear the tzemer pishtim together, that's extra. So we have something extra, therefore, according to Rabbanin, they would make this a smichus. So Mar says, no, v'yakata mi boile, we still need it, l'toikev shteit kifos. Chibur. That the question is, let's say you have a piece of cloth made out of wool, and another piece of cloth made out of flax. What do you have to do that two pieces, like, become one, there's an issa shatnis? So we know what you have to do. You put two stitches through them to sew them together. Letoikev shteit kifus. You put the needle through it two times. You make like two stitches in it. Chibur. That's called a chibur. Utkifa achas ain't a chibur. But just one stitch, you put the needle through it one time, that's not called together. In other words, if the Torah wouldn't have said the word yachtov, I would have thought anyway you have two pieces together, you have an issa shatnis, even there's only one stitch in it. Kamashmon yachtov, it has to be something that stays together for a long time. So one stitch is not enough. It has to be tkif achas. It has to be two stitches in it. So mekitza, we need the word yachtov. It's not extra. Rashi says tkifa means if you take the needle and go through it one time, you want to take a piece of cloth made out of wool and a piece of cloth made out of flax and you put one stitch through them, ain't a chibur? That's not called a chibur, it's no issa shatnes. You have to go two times, one in and then around, one up. Lochiksiv yachtav, therefore Torah says the word yachtav, that means achiechabram yachad yofe. That has to be united very well. So therefore we need the word yachtav. Without the word yachtav, even one stitch would be enough. Now that it says yachtav, it has to be united well, means with two stitches. So again, with a kasha, nothing is extra, so how does the Rabbana know? Etzadecholaisa say. So Gemara says, yes, still something is extra. The Gemara says, Im came lichtav rachmona loisilbash tsemer upishtim yachtov. That's what the pasuk should have said. True, you need the word yachtov to teach us united well. You need the word tsemer upishtim to teach us what type of material. But the word sharpness you don't need. Let the Torah just say loisilbash tsemer upishtim yachtov. Sharpness, lomeli. Why does the pasuk say the extra word of sharpness? Hishmamina lafnuye. This word shatnez is extra, therefore the Rabbanan know from this extra word to make the drush of smuchim that we say the mitzvah of tzitzis applies even in a beged of klayim. For the Gemara know, We need this word Shabbos also to teach us tremendous chedushim. That where is there an issa klayim midiraisa hachi yeshua tovi venuz? The issa klayim midiraisa is only when the material was shua combed, then tovi spun, venuz, and then twirled together. You have to have each a thread of this is the machlokes rishonim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi learns shua tovi venuz. Shua pasha means combed, and tovi means spun, and nuz means twirled together. Minatera and achayiv. Rashi sheet is a chumra. According to Rashi, you never have klayim midiraisa. Midiraisa klayim is only if you have a piece of piece of wool and a piece of flax that when you went to comb them out, you comb them out together. Hey, the shua combing has to be together. The tovi, you have to spin the two pieces together, and then you have to twirl the two pieces together. Such a thread, if you use it to make a clothing with, that's the yisashatnes midiraisa. That's where Rashi learns. Minatera and echayiv acheyat semer v'yapishtin mesukin yachad heitiv. It has to be made together. Well, the maswik with a comb, shua Rashi loshen cholik, to smooth it out, to comb it out. Nuz orig, the way you weave it. So, and how do we know this? How do we know that Shabbos midirais is achi yeshua tovi venuz? Gemara says, tovi venuz? So the kids, we're again, it's shver, the word Shabbos you need for something. Tais the sheet is not like that. Tais the sheet there is that each one separately has to have the shua tovi venuz. That could be, we do have. You have to have a piece of wool that was combed out, and then it was spun, and then it was twirled. But the strings have to be twirled. Then you have another string of flax that was also combed out and spun and then twirled. Now if you put these two things together, that's it, your right self klayim. Any other way is only midrabonin. But I call upon him, we need the word shatnes to teach us what's the issa klayim midiraisa. So Gemara says, Ella, the Teretz is, Kula mishatnes nafka. No, it's still the word shatnes, it's still extra. So Rashi says like this, Kula mishatnes nafka. Dilafnu yilachud, because if the Torah just wanted to say an extra word here, like the Rabbanan Shita would say not to say, smuchim, nichtev loisilbash klayim, tsemru pishtim. The Pasuk should have just said the word klayim. It would have been enough to say the word klayim to be an extra word. Now, mi diafik rachmana blashat shatnes, since the Pasuk says this extra word in the way of shatnes, dorish beinamiho, like we can make two drushes from this word shatnes. This word shatnes bechlal is extra. It didn't belong here altogether. So now, just being extra, the Torah could have said the word klayim, also would be an extra word. And from that I would learn out yadash and smuchim, learn out sitta supplies, even by the lav of klayim. Now that the Torah didn't say the word klayim, it said the word shatnes, we also learn out this drasha, that shatnes midiraisa is only if the material was spun together, and was combed together, and twirled together. So that's pshat in the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan agree that you learn out esav dechalotz to say from the smuchim of tzitzis to klayim, and there's an extra word, shatnes. So this is how we know the klal esav dechalotz to say. Now the Gemara goes back to original kasha. For the Gemara Ashkechon, we found right now the yosi esav v'deichalosa say greater. That's true. The mitzvah esav of tzitzis is doicha the lav of klayim. The lav of klayim is a regular lav, but loisa say sheyesh bekoras heicha Ashkechon the dochi. But by us, by yibum, here again the case is that your brother married your daughter, and when your brother dies, what's the havamina that there should be a mitzvah for you to marry your daughter, because of the mitzvah essay of Yibum, but there's a lav of chorus involved. To marry your daughter is a chayav chorus. We never found anywhere that essay could be doich a lav of chorus. So about the original kasha, why do we need a posik that there's no mitzvah Yibum by your daughter? Pshita, there's no mitzvah Yibum. There's no din essay could be doich a loista sheyesh bechorus. We only see the mitzvah sitzis could be doich a lav of shatnes. That has no chiv misa to it. But to live with your own daughter, that there's a chiv chorus, we don't say as a decholosa say. Since back to the original kasha, what do we need a pasuk for leho? To say it's not doicha, pshit it's not doicha. So Mara says yes. That we need the word leho by mitzvah yibun to say there's no mitzvah yibun. Moshe says, yes, maybe. Techitem, maybe you'll tell me, Nelef Mimila. Let's turn out from the mitzvah essay of Mila. We know you're allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos, even though the Avera of is an Issachorus. If you make a Chabur on Shabbos, Ichayet Chorus, still the mitzvah essay of Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So learn out from there all over, an essay is Doicha Rala that has Chorus. The Rashi says, Mimila. Now Shabbos is like this. If you do a melacha on Shabbos with hasra, with edim, you get misa. Let's say you did the avera without hasra, so the din is yoni chayiv koris. But akoparim Shabbos is a law that has koris to it. And still we see, you say essay is doicha Shabbos. You're allowed to do mila on Shabbos. So Mora says no. You can't learn out from Mila. Mila is something special. I tell you, Mala Mila, the mitzvah essay of Mila, Shekei Nichrusu Aleha Sholosh Esrei Brisais. 13 times in the Torah says the word bris, by Mila. In other words, this mitzvah is a special mitzvah. The mitzvah of Mila is very special, therefore, ki b'deicher alav, that has chorus to it. But the mitzvah's essay of Yibum, the Torah doesn't say no 13 brises, so pshita, mitzvah's Yibum, cannot be b'deicher alav of chorus, so pshita, you can't be miyabim your own daughter, or your own sister-in-law. Again, what do we need a pasuk for? So Mara says, true, mi Pesach, you can't learn out from Mila, let's learn out from a Korban Pesach, though. So Rashi says, mi Pesach, shedech shchitos yes a Shabbos. Let's say Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Yud Dalet Benisa comes out on Shabbos. Talach is vidashim mi bayadoi, that you bring the Korban Pesach at any time, even on Shabbos. So the Zohar you see from the mitzvah says that Korban Pesach is doicher a lav of Shabbos that has chorus. And by Pesach also doesn't say no 13 brises. So maybe we'll learn out, just like Pesach, the mitzvah essay of Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, maybe the mitzvah essay of Yibum would be Doicha the love of your daughter. Mora says, no, Ma'ala Pesach Sheken Chorus. I tell you, the mitzvah essay to bring the Korban Pesach is a special mitzvah essay. If you don't do the Korban Pesach, Yichayev Chorus. Other mitzvahs, if you don't do the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, that's all. You're over the assay. But you're not chayiv koris if you don't do the mitzvah. Pesach has a chumrah to it that if you don't bring a korban pesach, you're chayiv koris. So maybe that's why this mitzvah of Pesach is doicha the lav of Shabbos. Mashenka is the mitzvah of Yibum to be miyabim, your brother's wife. There's no chayiv koris if you don't do it. So maybe I would not know it's doicha the lav of koris. Talmud says. Now mitomid. There's another place to learn out a korban atomid. We know on Shabbos you bring a korban. The korban atomid is born on Shabbos. That's only a mitzvah sasei, and still you see it's doicher alois sasei sheish by korus. So learn out from tomid. Mora says no. Mala tomid shekain todir. I tell you, tomid has a special mala every single day. You have to bring a korban tomid. It's a special mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has to be brought every single day. That's what the Torah wants you to do it even on Shabbos. But a mitzvah like Yibum, that doesn't have to be done, so maybe b'mokum, there's the chiyuv koris, you don't do it. Like there's no case, Yibum, you always have to do Yibum. There are tanoim. Certain times, yes, certain times, no. If your brother had children, there's no mitzvah Yibum. So I'll tell you the same thing. If your brother was married to your daughter, maybe there's no mitzvah Yibum. Mashenka and the korban atomid, that's a strong mitzvah. That mitzvah applies every single day. So Mara says, good. Mechoda layasya. So some kids, we have three mitzvahs essay that is doicha Shabbos. Mitzvahs Mila, Korban Pesach, and Korban Atomid every single day. So Moses is true. Each one by itself you can learn out from. But Taisi Mitarti, let's learn out from two of them together. For the Gemara Mahe Taisi, which two you want to put together? If you want to say Mimilo Pesach, learn out from these two together. I'll tell you now, Shekain Chorus. Both of them have a special mila. We know if you don't do the mitzvah mila, you chayev koros for that. If you don't bring a korban pesach, you chayev koros. So maybe these two mitzvahs are so strong that there's a chayev koros to it. That's why it's doicha Shabbos. But maybe the mitzvah yibum. If you're not miyabim, there's no chayev koros. It's not doicha lav of koros. Vaitemor says good. Learn now mi pesach v'tomid. Tomid. If you don't bring a korban tomid, there's no chayev koros. And still you see the mitzvah essay of Tomid is Doicha Shabbos. What did you want to say? Tomid happens every single day, but Korban Pesach doesn't happen every single day. So learn out from the two of them, the kitzah mitzvah essay could be Doicha even a law that has chorus to it. So I'll tell you, no, Pesach and Korban, the Korban Pesach and Korban Atomet every single day is something special. Shekein Tzarech Gevoya. There's something special about it. It's to Hashem. You're bringing a korban to Hashem, so maybe to do for Hashem's sake, you have a right to do it even on Shabbos, even though it's a law of Sheish Bekoris. Mashenke mitzvah yibum. It's not called you're doing directly for Hashem. I mean, about every mitzvah is doing for Hashem, but it's not called tzorche gevoya. You're not giving anything to Hashem. Korbonus, you're putting the fats on the mizbech. It's called you're giving something directly to Hashem. But mitzvah yibum, you're not doing anything directly, giving it to Hashem. Therefore, that mitzvah is not doicher alav sheish mekoros. So you can't learn out from Pesach and Korban Tomit. Right, mimila v'tomid. Let's take the combination of mila and tomid. You want to say mila is so special that Yud Gimel Brisas tomid. It doesn't have Yud Gimel Brisas. Tomid happens every single day. Mila doesn't happen every single day. So learn out with these two mitzvahs, you could be doich alav that has chorus. The Gemara says, no, I tell you, Shekhen Yeshkelef Ne'adibur. These two mitzvahs Esther have something special. It was said to Klai Yisrael, it was said even before Man Torah. Even before Asin of Avraham Avinu was the Mitzvahs Milah, and the Korban Atomet also, Klai Yisrael did in the Midbar, even before they received before Hasinai. The Aliba demand the Yoma Oila, Shekribu Yisrael by Midbar, Oila's Tomet Heavy. It's not like this, the Gemara Chagiga we had. That the Apostle says, Rashi brings down, Tichsev, it says in Shemois, Vayalu Oilois. Right when Klai Yisrael went into the Midbar, even before Hasinai, they brought Korban Oilois, it says there. So the Machloek is what type of a Korban Oilois they brought. So going according to Mandiyama, that the Korban Oilois they brought there in the Midbar, what the Bechorim brought, was a Korban Atomid. So you see the Mitzvah Essay of Tomid started even before Hasinai. So therefore, the special Mitzvah Essay, the union of Mila and Korban Atomid, therefore these are Doicha, even alav Sheish Bekoris. Mashenka and the mitzvah essay of Yibum first came about after Har Sinai, B'shas Man Torah. Therefore, it's not so strong, it would not be Doich Olav Sheish Bekoros. Vaitu Mikulun, I put all three together, the same thing, Nami, Shekein Yeshtun Ulfei Adibur. All three of them applied before the Dibur. Mashmi, even Korban Pesach also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael to do the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, even before by Har Sinai. So the kids of the mitzvah say of Pesach applied before Hasinai. Mila was given to Avraham Avinu, and Korban Atomet Klai Yisrael also did before Hasinai. So since these three mitzvahs have something special to them, maybe that's why it's Doicha Shabbos that has chorus. Mashenke in the mitzvah say of Yibum that's not special. Lechura should not be Doicha Olad that has chorus. So we're back to the question: why do you need the extra pasuk leho? Tomorrow says yes. Ela Itzrich, no, I still need the Pasuk Olea Bayibim. I still would have thought that Essay would be Doich Olav that has chorus. From where? I learned it out from the Mitzvah Essay of Kivir Aveim. Titania, we learned like this. Yochel, I would have thought, Ye Kivir Aveim Doich Shabbos, that if your father tells you to cook something for him today on Shabbos, maybe there's a mitzvah to listen to your father, maybe you'd be allowed to do the Mitzvah Essay on Doich Shabbos. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought that the mitzvah kibbut aveim is doicha Shabbos. Talmud Leima, therefore I need a special posik. The posik says, Ish imoy v'yoviv tiro. You have to fear your father and mother. In other words, there's a mitzvah kibbut aveim. You have to fear your parents. But right away the posik says, V'yeshab soysay tishmeru. But you know you also have to listen to Shabbos. That means to say, Kulchem chayovim mechvedi. You and your father both have to listen to me. So therefore, together, where is the mitzvah of kibbut aveim when your father doesn't tell you to do an aveira? But if the father is telling you to do an aveira, so why do you want to listen to him? Because you want to listen to your father? But your father also has to listen to Hashem, and Hashem says don't do it, therefore you're not allowed to listen to your father. So what are we coming out? That you need a special posuk to tell me that if your father tells you to be doicha Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen to him. Without this posuk, what would have I thought? That you are allowed to listen to your father. Why? Because I would say essay of the mitzvah essay of kibbut aveim is doicher even a lav of Shabbos. So from this pasuk I see that other places a mitzvah essay could be doicher a lav sheish mekoros. That's why I need a special pasuk by kibbut aveim to say it's not doicher. So from this pasuk of Ishim of Yivatero, the Eshapsatishmur, I see the Svaras HaTorah is really a mitzvah say should be Decholav Shesh Makoris. So really, if your father tells you to be Decha Shabbos, you should be able to listen to him. I need a special pasuk, Eshapsatishmur, you're not allowed to listen to your father. So Mar says, my love, don't we need the pasuk? Tiyomali shochadli, even in the case where your father tells you, shech the animal, father says, I want a good steak today, you say, I have no mito. So father says, okay, take this deer, take the animal, and shech it. So even in such a case, still I need a pasuk to tell me not to listen to your father. But without this special pasuk, I would have thought you're supposed to listen to him. Bashali, your father says, cook for me. Vetaima, what's the reason why you're not supposed to listen to your father? Because of Rachman Eshab Soysetishmaru. Only because the Pasuk says, an extra Pasuk, listen to Shabbos, don't listen to your father. Holav Hochi Dochi? But if there wouldn't have been a special Pasuk not to listen to your father, I would have thought in Svara, you are allowed to listen to your father. Why? Because Esti is Decholosa Seshesh Bekoris. So Chura, here is a raya that in the Svaris, essay should be Deichalais Aseishesh Bekoris. Only you have a pasuk telling us not. So therefore it's very good. By Yibam also I would have thought that when your brother married your sister, your daughter, and now your brother died, since there's a mitzvah essay to marry her, maybe you are allowed to marry her. I there's a chorus involved, but maybe yes, Deichalais Aseishesh Bekoris. That's why I need a pasuk Olea to teach me not. So Gemara answers, no, there's no raya. Lav de Mechamer. I tell you, we're only talking about when your father tells you to do an Aveir of Shabbos or be Mechamer. Mechamer means we have weight. You have some bundles on top of the animal, and you tell the animal to carry the bundles for you. The kid said, that's not a Chiv Misa. Yeah, the love of Mechamer by Shabbos is only a pure love that has no Misa to it. So that's Pshan this Pasuk. If your father would tell you to cook on Shabbos, you don't need a Pasuk not to listen to him. Pshiti, you can't listen to your father. The essay is not Deich Rolav Shesh Bekoris. You know where I need the pasuk? Where your father only would have told you, be mechama for me. Take this animal with all the packages on top of it and bring it to me. So when your father tells you to do that, in Svara I would say you're allowed to listen to your father. Because being over this lav of mechamer is only a lav. There's no chi of misa. So I would say essay could be doicha that lav. Kamashmala, no. Kamashman of the Chiddush, when did the Torah give the whole mitzvah essay of Kibbut Aveim? Only when your father tells you to do something you're allowed to do. But in the case that your father tells you to do something you're not allowed to do, the pshat is there's no mitzvah anymore. Even though usually mitzvah essay is doicher lois essay, so churat shver, if your father tells you to do a lav, so chur, you should be allowed to do the lav. That's this posik, no. The posik is saying that when your father tells you to do an Aveira, there's no mitzvah essay at all. So merely, you can't say yes or deicholos say. It's bishtayim when you're wearing klayim and tzitzis. Lamaisi, you have a mitzvah to wear tzitzis now. It's a beged with four corners, and you have tzitzis doing a mitzvah. You're also doing a lav. We say yes or deicholos say. But over here, when your father tells you to do an aveira, the chiddush is that there's no mitzvah at all. But it could be you only need the pasuk for a regular lav. But pshita, your father would tell you to do an aveira like cook on Shabbos, or shecht on Shabbos, pshiti, you not be allowed to listen to him, even without a posik. So again, we're still back to the kasha. How do we know anywhere Esli could be decholos to say, sheesh by chorus? Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that vovo mit aleph. Again, we're trying to find the place that you would say in Svara, essay would be Deichalois essay, even though it has a chorus. So our last raya we wanted to say was by Shabbos, that there's alochom, that if your father, we dashed him before, the last brice was the Tanya. Yochol, let's come on, Dafheim Abeis was, Yochol, ye kibbut aveim Deichal Shabbos, I would think maybe the mitzvah's kibbut aveim is Deichal Shabbos. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no, ish imoy v'yobiv tiro, you have to fear your parents, this kibbut aveim, v'yashapsay se tishmaru, but you also have to watch Shabbos. So we dash in the svara that the Pasuk is telling us, kulchom chayovim b'chvoidi, that no, you and your father both have to listen to Hashem. So since your father also has to listen to Hashem, your father can't tell you to do an aveir on Shabbos. So we need a Pasuk to say you don't have to listen to your father. So we're saying now, my love, didn't that mean diomale, shochotli, bashali? We're talking about even where your father told you to shecht an animal for him on Shabbos, or to cook for him on Shabbos. So he's telling you to do an av malacha, that there's a chi of chorus, And with Asua Yechayiv Misa. And the time, what's the reason why you're not allowed to listen to your father? Because of Rachmoni Hashem Soyset Tishmeru. Only because there's a special pasuk for it. Holav Hochi Dochi. Without the special pasuk, I would have said in Svara, yes, you're allowed to listen to your father. Why would I think you're allowed to listen to your father? In this case, you're being over a lav of Shabbos that has chorus to it. So you have to say, the svar would be, essay would be doicha loisa se sheish bechorus. So maybe from this postal that Tosfos speaks out, since the postal has to come and tell us not to listen to your father, that's the proof that all other places you would be allowed to, because you would say, essay doicha loisa se sheish bechorus. Agav Torah just speaks out, how do we know that Kulchem Chayov V'Chvoidi, how do we know that the Pasuk is saying that you have to listen to Hashem? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about the opposite. Kulchem Chayov V'Chvoidi, listen to your father. Torah just says, Yishloima, Dikiv, Dikovet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hevei Tvei V'Shmir HaShabbos, Mi V'Sham Mitzvahs. Like the biggest mitzvah there is to give respect to Hashem is the mitzvah of Shmir HaShabbos. Temeyed Al HaMokim Shebor Olam. Because when somebody keeps Shabbos, he's like saying Eidus that Hashem created the world. So that's called you giving the tremendous respect back to Hashem. And therefore we say the Mechal Shabbos is Kekoif of a Maisa Bereshis. Whoever is a Mechal Shabbos, you're like being Koif of a Maisa Bereshis. So the kids are treat the Kulcha Chiyav B'Chvoidi means that you have to listen to Hashem. Shmira Shabbos is Odif. The mitzvah of listening to Shabbos is the biggest respect you can give to Hashem. Therefore, a question of listening to your father or listening to Shabbos, you have to listen to Shabbos and not to your father. So the Chura, it's a raya for me that otherwise, essay would be doicha lav sheish b'koros. So Mora says,